Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Old School Love and Why It Works by Joseph Reverend Simmons and Justine Simmons with Amy Ferris. Read by Joseph Reverend and Justine Simmons. We dedicate this book to Justine's mom, Susan Young, who recently passed, for her everlasting love and support for the two of us and for teaching us so much about life. Introduction. This is a book about love.
Good love, kind love, respectful love.
Messy love, genuine love, powerful love.
Enduring love, generous love, trusting love, communicating love, selfless love.
Romantic love, tough love, faithful love.
Lasting love, protective love, grown-up love.
Magical love, old school love. In 1994, we said, I do.
In 2018, we said, let's do it.
We had an idea for a book, one we hope would inspire and move folks. It's the story of what we have created together through all these years of marriage, our family, our careers, our legacy. Everything we've built is made up of love, specifically old school love.
Yes, our love story is a fairy tale. We've been married since 1994, a quarter of a century. We have seen it all, heard it all, and now we want to share it all. Too many couples can barely make it through a year. Some last only a month. Many don't view marriage as a lifetime commitment. Instead of seeing it as a vow to a lifetime of mutual growth, love, and support, they see it as something to do for now, something to do on a whim, or between tweets.
We have noticed that many couples throw in the towel when things get a bit rough, when life throws them a few curveballs, when their vows become too much of a burden to carry out or to carry through. We fell head over heels for each other a long time ago, when we were just kids, and then life happened, and then it conspired to bring us back together. Since then, we've learned so much about carrying someone else. We have gone through so much together, grand times, amazing times, and times that have tested our faith and our hearts.
It's in the toughest moments that you need to remember to live your vows, and remember why you took them. Believe us, those times show up. Like the death of our beloved baby girl, Victoria Ann, and the recent passing of my dear mom, who was battling cancer but died unexpectedly from pneumonia.
What you need to know from the outset is that we're two imperfect people. We bicker and we disagree. We're both strong-willed and strong-minded. We're opinionated and passionate about our needs and desires. But our love is stronger and more beautiful for the wear.
We try our best to be non-judgmental, to forgive each other, to say I'm sorry as often as needed, and saying I love you is needed often. We know from experience that harsh words are sometimes said in a heated moment, and we have learned through trial and tribulation that words have consequences, but that an action taken out of love leaves a lasting impression.
There's a saying that goes something like this. The greater the obstacle, the greater the joy. Patience is a virtue. You can't have a gorgeous garden or gorgeous flowers without getting down in the dirt. And marriage, well, that's the dirt. It's where you get to plant and sow, weed and prune. It's the witnessing of a seed blossoming.
Marriage is work. Some days it's filled to the brim with joy and laughter and lots of good food. And some days it's hard work. It's woe is me work. It's can we really do this another day, another week work. But nobody ever said that marriage was easy. Nobody. And chances are if they did, they are no longer married. They're sitting in some bar or a coffee shop or a diner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?